This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's have a good time on the DJV program. We're always aiming to bring you a good time. Sometimes there are serious conversations that we got to have so that you understand what we're thinking and you can identify with thinking, thoughts, whatever. Thinking is a good thing. Your brain is your most valuable tool, and I hope that you are using it, focusing on it, making it bigger and better, no matter what your age. Education is a fabulous thing. I find it very exciting to learn new things, experience great new, well, experiences speak for themselves in terms of education, but whatever is necessary to avoid your brain going dark is probably a good thing. At least that's the way I look at it. Let's keep our brains active. And here to help you do that, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer, you have a good ear. You have a...
Well, kind of a look back, actually, because the Associated Press, who I guess probably one of the top news reporting organizations in the world, not just in our country, they've come out with their list of the top 10 stories for the year, for 2018. This was voted by U.S. editors and news directors in a poll first conducted way back in 1936. So, that, and by the way, in 1936, the editors said that it was the abdication of Britain's King Edward that was actually the top story of the year. In 1936, I think things have changed a little bit. So I thought it would be fun to see if any of you could guess what the top news story, or at least the top one of the top 10 news stories of the year is.
Anything let me start to with do you, with Trump. Trump, 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 Trump.
Is Trump related, the Russia probe. I'll give you that one. That's number two on the list, the Trump-Russia probe. Victoria, any guesses?
I think, well, Jamal Khashoggi was a really big story for 2018.
Number 10.
But I also think, though, that women who got elected in the midterms, like the female wave or whatever they're calling it, I think that was probably a pretty big story, too.
They did mention specifically the women, the female wave in the midterms. They did mention, though, the midterm elections for sure, right. For sure, broadly. That's number five on the list. Kara, any guesses? So far, you guys are pretty good here.
I'm going to go more pop culture. I'm going to go World Cup, Olympics, Black Panther, one or all.
Womp womp.
No, none of them. Really, that's so boring to me because to me, those are the things that are really interesting and impact actual people, not like.
All right. So here's the list, and this is, again, Associated Press voted by U.S.
That's a good part. I don't want to gloss over that. Hold on a second, Jennifer. I don't want to gloss over what Kara just said. What she said is oh so true. There are people.
It is.
And we kind of have. We cater on this program to all sizes, shapes, and colors, if you will. So there's some of that, and that's why it's so important, excuse me, for Jennifer to be representing a particular point of view, Victoria, a particular point of view, Kara. And it isn't just, it's all across the board. Age, things. We were just talking recently about credit cards, and I said to Victoria, because there's something floating around regarding credit card usage in what we're paying
fewer
for interest.
Fewer people using cash and people,
fewer people
more
using
so,
cash.
Yeah.
And I said, my reflection on it is that, in essence, I feel like I'm paying twice. Get the credit card out, and I use the credit card a lot. I probably charge thousands of dollars a month on a couple of credit cards. But at the end of the month when I pay the bill, I feel like I'm paying it over again. And so that's why I use cash if I have it, if I can. And then Victoria proceeded in a nice, sweet way to tell me that that's the old fogey point of view.
No. I said that's you said you feel like you're getting charged twice, and I said, well, that's because you understand. You're of the generation that understands how credit
interest.
Works.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's why I was giving you props.
All right, thank you. All right, Jen, back to the aforementioned top 10 items from the year.
I agree that there can be pop culture items in definitely on people's list of what's most important or impactful for the year, because pop culture is impacted by pop culture, right? But this is from Associated Press, so these stories definitely are a little more newsy. But here we go. So number 10, the Khashoggi killing. Very good, Victoria. Number 9, climate change. Number 8, the California wildfires.
One
that was huge that we didn't even talk about, the Kavanaugh hearings. That was number 7. Yeah. Immigration was number 6, another big topic. The midterms, number 5. Mass shootings, including Pittsburgh. I'm sure the borderline shooting in there as well. That's number 4. Me too. I was thinking you guys would say that one. Number 3 on the list. Hmm. The Trump-Russia probe, number 2. And one that almost seems, I hate to say it, seems so long ago that we probably didn't even think about it, but the Parkland school shooting was number 1 on the list. That happened on Valentine's Day of 2018.
Yeah. You know, that doesn't even, to me, that feels like a 2017.
Yeah,
event. I know. And so does the Me Too thing. Like, I guess that's crazy that it was only Valentine's
Day. All right, let me expand, if you will, on a couple of those. And this kind of puts two things together, Jennifer, that you were just talking about. The climate change discussion and the people who won, the new faces, if you will, the new female faces, the election of this past November. And I'm not sure quite what to do with this yet. Young woman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who replaced, who did she replace? Somebody in New York had been there for a long time.
Joe Crowley. Yeah.
Crowley, okay. So I'm not sure how to treat this or how to treat my feelings. Every time I turn around, I see her face and her name. It's like she's the new darling of whether it's the news media. Now, the pump up this week is her plan to fight climate change.
I thought it was her plan for self-care. That was the thing that she had for on Twitter. She said, before I even start, I need to have a week of self-care, and I need to have face masks, and I need to go away to the woods. And look, everybody needs a week off. I mean, I'm going to take one. We all need weeks off. I get it. But it's just really funny because she's of the age where she wants to tell everybody about it on social media.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe she's just already overcooking her. I mean, I'm looking at stuff that she's writing and thinking. She's very intelligent. For lack of a better way of describing her, she's attractive, smart, all of that stuff. And it's the kind of thinking that we need in Congress. But give it a rest. Maybe it's not her. It's the news media.
Well,
because
she's the new target of Fox News in New York.
Already?
Oh, 100%. She is their new favorite target. And so that's why we're hearing about her a lot. And the other thing is she's 28, and a lot of younger people are excited to have someone who is that active on social media. Look, we deal with all of Trump's tweets. I don't know what the problem is that she's on social media, too. You know, I don't get it.
Maybe it's that she's not seasoned and she ought to have a little time to be seasoned. Is that a fair?
I think what it is that she comes off, how do I put this?
I'm with you, I think. I know what you're going to say. She's a little smart.
It's because she's younger. It's because she's younger, and it's because she seems like a kid that you would, or maybe a YouTube sensation. I won't even say a kid. Seems like someone who's a YouTube sensation is now being thrust into the halls of Congress. Now, I know that Trump's a reality star and he's there, but because he's a little older and he's a businessman, there's a little more behind
fair?
It. The reason that Fox has targeted her and conservative media outlets have targeted her is that she's been caught several times in interviews where she looks like a deer in the headlights, where someone said, well, explain that policy, or how is the math behind that? And she's frozen. And so it's become funny. They've made funny bits about it, and they've poked fun at her like a lot of people do to Republicans for other reasons. But because she looks like she's kind of, you know, stuck, she gets made fun of a lot. I honestly think it's that she's young and fresh, and she just doesn't have the seasoning that you're looking for from other representatives.
But you know, she made a really good point, because she's also been criticized for her clothing. So she either didn't... She's been criticized because she had a nice coat. Like, literally. That's 100% a reporter. Because she...
No one would worry about a nice coat.
Right. Yeah, because she claimed that, you know, that she's from the Bronx, and so she's apparently not allowed to have one nice coat. We didn't even see the label. We don't even know where the code is from, but the press ran with that. And the other thing that she made a really good point, she said Paul Ryan also got elected at 28, and everyone gave him the benefit of the doubt because he was a man. And there is a lot of truth to that.
Yeah,
no one ripped him apart for his clothing.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Everyone said, you know what, hey, this young, fresh guy with, you know, bright ideas, let's give him a chance. Well, they're not giving her the same chance. And that's where the double standard is. And if she was a guy, I don't think we'd even be talking about
that
it right
now. That maybe is a good point. All right, good food for thought. Good conversation. 17 after on the DJV show.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson, and here's some heavy news. 1 in 6 American kids is obese.
The reason why we're concerned about that is all the health problems that are associated with having excess weight on our bodies.
Mayo Clinic pediatric psychologist Dr. Bridget Biggs says overweight kids are being diagnosed with what had been adult onset diseases.
We're seeing kids with type 2 diabetes. We're seeing kids with fatty liver disease, sleep apnea.
Dr. Biggs says if you're concerned about your child's weight, keep your focus and conversation on his or her overall health. Set reliable times for meals and snacks and eat them at a table or counter in a room free of distracting technology.
We're just more mindful when the electronics are off.
Include fruits with breakfast and fruits and vegetables with lunch and dinner. Keep healthy snacks visible in the kitchen and the refrigerator and avoid sugary drinks. Lastly, encourage exercise through example. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Many people don't receive a steady paycheck. So instead of having a bank account, they often go to a check cashing place. Then they buy prepaid cards so they can make purchases or pay bills online. Not only can that be inconvenient, but high fees are often charged. Now, according to PayPal's John Coons, there's a solution.
With the new PayPal Cash Card, you can put money into your PayPal account and then use it to pay bills or make purchases online or at any stores where MasterCard is accepted. You can also withdraw cash from ATMs, including 25,000 that are free nationwide. It's free to sign up, and there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Also, it's easy to add money to your account through direct deposit by cashing a check using the PayPal app or adding cash at 85,000 retail locations. So now, unbanked consumers can access the digital economy in an affordable, convenient, and secure way.
To learn more, visit paypal.com/getthecard. I'm Bob Devo for the Consumer Radio Network.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, there's a local problem here in Massachusetts caused by a big black bear. Been spotted loading up the calories in dumpsters behind businesses in Burlington, Massachusetts over the course of the past week or so. And so apparently somebody has a sense of humor, and they have created a Twitter account for this black bear, and they're posting, he was at the AMC Theater, for example, last night, going through the dumpster. Somebody who is purporting to be the bear.
It's not a sentence you hear often. Okay, so what's the bear saying?
The bear says that he's getting ready to hibernate and wants to store up as much body fat as possible. So that's why he went to Wegmans and Buffalo Wild Wings last night.
You and me both there.
Anyway, the animal control officer there have been trying to warn people not to approach the bear. Move your bird feeders inside, that kind of stuff. I don't know. You know, it happens in suburbia. These animals that are used to having a little bit of their own space, now everything's getting tighter, and it's harder to have them have their own space. So be on the lookout for a bear on the prowl who has his own Twitter account. How about that? The Big Black Bear Twitter account. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Songs I like best from Bono and U2. What about you, Victoria? In God's Country, you like this song?
Love that. It's one of my favorites from God's Country.
Song.
Yep.
All right, music time at 24 after the hour on the DJV program, as all of us spend a lot of time, especially this time of year, listening to all kinds of fabulous music. Music so important in our lives. We devote 4, 5, 6 minutes every hour to musical news and tastes and stuff. And so as we go through the news, U2 frontman Bono right up there in front. Guitarist The Edge. Who's The Edge? I don't know who The Edge
He's
is.
He's the guitar player in U2.
Oh, he is. Why is that? Yeah. What's his real name? Do we have a real name for him?
Yeah, his real name is, I'm blanking on it now, actually.
Okay.
He's just The Edge. Everyone in the world knows
okay.
The Edge.
Everybody knows him except
me. Even his mother calls him The Edge, apparently.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so they spent Christmas Eve giving back. They joined a number of fellow musicians in the annual tradition of charity busking when they turned up outside the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin to pay tribute to a number of people working on a homeless charity called Simon, the Simon Community Homeless Charity. So they played a few holiday songs. This is an annual event, featured music from organizer Glenn Hensard of The Frames, Damien Rice, Imelda May, and a number of other Irish musicians. You'd be better at telling this story because you're the Irie here, Victoria.
Well, this is sort of a been a rumor. I always thought that Bono and The Edge show up and they busk on Christmas Eve. But apparently this year the whole thing was filmed and it was all caught on tape. So it was a good mix of people. Damien Rice is another Irish musician. Glenn Hansard, you may remember, Doug, from... Do you remember that movie musical called Once? From 2008, like 10 years ago.
No.
He won the
okay.
Oscar for Best Song, and it was the story of an Irish musician who meets a girl from, like, Czechoslovakia or something, and it was a love story. Anyway, yeah. So he was the... Glenn Hansard starred in that movie, and he's the organizer of the busking. And so he did a performance of George Michael's Faith with a homeless man who was actually staying in a nearby hostel. And so they raise money every year for it. And they Bono always shows up. He doesn't always perform. This year he did. And they pass out buckets. And so it draws a really big crowd. It's right on Grafton Street, which is like the Fifth Avenue of Dublin. So it's right in the shopping district. And they raise a lot of money for homeless charity, which is important in every city, really.
Good. Do we have their version of Christmas Baby Please Come Home, which originally was done by Darlene Love in 1963? What does that sound like?
That's pretty good. I love it.
Trying to create that wall of sound. That's what I wanted to hear. That's good. Good, good, good. All right, that's good stuff. Congratulations to them. Next up, musically, the music cruise that a lot of people are interested in. This is a music cruise of reggae, the jam rock reggae cruise. 5-night escape, setting sail December 9th next year. Helmed by Damian Marley, who's the son, right? Of Bob Marley?
Yeah.
So they sold out in record time. 2,400 passengers in 2014, doubled to 4,300. Now how many are going to be on this? They did it this year, too, didn't they? Have they done it every year, or they do it every other year?
I don't know how often they do it, but this year for the 2019 lineup, they broke a record. They haven't even announced the lineup yet, and it's already sold out. So people really want to get on this reggae cruise.
December 9th, 2019, from Fort Lauderdale. And they stop in Ochos Rios and Falmouth, Jamaica. I don't know where Falmouth is.
Never been to Jamaica. Don't know.
I've been a couple times. Kingston is horrible, and Montego Bay is wonderful. Pretty much that's it. And how it works. You can fly into either one of the cities from Miami. If you have a choice, you go to Montego Bay. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is famous as a city that never sleeps. But be careful what you do after hours. There are 26,000 bars and restaurants in New York City. But if you enjoy live music, singing, or dancing, you could be breaking the law. That's because a Prohibition-era law still forbids three or more people from dancing any place where there is musical entertainment. Any exceptions require an expensive city-issued license that very few businesses actually have. Instead of looking through the lens of liberty, city officials go to court to defend that old cabaret law. In one case, they argued, there is no protected First Amendment right of expression to engage in recreational dancing. We should tell our officials they have no right to regulate us if we want to dance the night away.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Border battle. President Trump and Democrats still at odds over the border wall as the partial government shutdown rolls on. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of the country. Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot. On Wall Street, the Dow up 260 points, the Nasdaq up 25, the S&P 500 up 21. And the latest unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Minutes after the hour. How do you do when you go to the shower? Okay. I'm in one of those silly moods. Hello, it's the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara and her new buddy James at the controls in our studio in Washington. So let's go back over this past. We have to do this, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Let's spend some time talking about the last moments of the year and what to look forward to in the new year. Looks like it was a pretty good retail year. All the people that are focusing on the economy and the market is down. Look out! Oh, 2019 is going to be terrible. It's a bad... No. Well, there are some things that are good. Let's do the good things first, and then we'll do the bad things, okay? Holiday sales growing at their fastest pace in 6 years. Rising wages. January 1st, a lot of states move the, I think it's $12 an hour, right? Minimum wage. What is it, New Jersey, where you are?
You know, I don't know. I have no idea what it is in New Jersey. But I think you're right, though. I think wherever states voted to increase the minimum wage, I think it does kick in right at the beginning of the new year.
Right. So as a result of that, retail spending increased 5% from a year ago, according to MasterCharge. The volatility on Wall Street hasn't bothered people, it would seem, as well it shouldn't, because what goes down must come up, and what goes up must come down. Gas prices down a bit. Matter of fact, if you go year to year, 20 cents on average a gallon less than it was at this time last year in the holidays. It's about $2.50 a gallon here in Massachusetts. What is it where you are, Victoria, gasoline at the moment?
I haven't gassed up this week, so, but the last time it's under $3, so Jersey gas is always pretty cheap. So
all the refineries are there.
Yeah, so whatever it is in Massachusetts, it might be around the same or a little bit less in Jersey.
Growth online continuing at a breakneck pace. Online sales 18% up from last year.
That's huge. That's a really, really big increase.
Yeah. Online pickups and mobile shopping been popular options this year. This is good for the retail chains because it gives them new ways to get their shopping done. If you're going, I don't like to use Walmart as an example, but here it is. They have grocery pickup now in their stores around the country, or most of them anyway. Target has added grocery pickup to about 1,000 locations. So who buys groceries at Walmart and Target?
you got to get your ice cream and cake
where you get your socks.
For Walmart, I don't know, but I think Walmart is does a lot of grocery business. Target,
yeah.
I don't think Target does as much of a grocery business. I do think it's a convenience, like you just said. If you're in the store and you're shopping, and then I forgot I need I need some milk, then you can go and grab some milk or fruit.
Bananas at Target.
Yeah. Well, the grocery section in the Target that's near me, it looks very pretty. And it's, if you don't need a lot of specific things, it's a very convenient thing to do. But one of the things that has helped both of those stores, you can do all that shopping online first, so your bag is already packed for you when you arrive.
Really? Just ID yourself and you walk off with a bag?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep,
do you do that?
Everything. I haven't done that yet, but I have friends who do similar services.
Would you do it?
Sure. Absolutely. I like grocery shopping, though, so it's not a chore to me.
Yeah,
but
I do, too.
People who hate it, and if you know specifically what you need, you just go right on the app, and you just add everything to your cart, and that's it. So it is
convenient. I like going up and down the aisles. Yeah, I find it amusing and fun.
I like reading ingredients and things like that. So, and you can do that online as well, but that's the one thing I don't need yet.
Yeah.
I can still shop for myself.
All right. So now, on the other side of spending is debt. The national debt, as we approach the end of the year, it is the situation that we find most alarming, at least for me it is, when I look at these numbers. It is the most predictable crisis in our history. This has been something that has gone back, as I say, to George Bush. From 2003 to now, this public debt has increased 100%. And in the next 10 years, it will usurp anything else in terms of the economy. In fact, it will exceed 100% of our gross domestic product. Do you realize what that means? We're not going to be, we're going to borrow money and not be able to pay it back. The debt just keeps going up. We'll pay the interest, and that's it. can't pay it down.
Is there ever a chance of turning that around again?
Not in light of the current spending. You look at the budget, this thing that was just passed, the farm bill, and you look at some of the entitlements, you look at the situation in the omnibus spending packages that are floating around. There were budget caps that were busted by $300 billion.
Wow.
These are caps in the law. The law says you can't spend more than this, and they were busted by $300 billion by Congress. Congress makes this problem, and it has been repeated every year since the money that was voted to start the Iraq War. That's when it started. And every year it started at $3 trillion, then it was $4, then it was $5. It's $21 trillion. Who can even imagine what that looks like in a pile of cash?
Right, and I think that's exactly why so many people just become...
They shrug their shoulders.
...apathetic to it. It just doesn't... Yeah. It doesn't feel real, and it's hard to make it tangible, so we just... And we just figure, well, you know, the country keeps going, and we keep... The world keeps turning, so why worry about it?
Well, but that's it. You see, that's the myopic picture that people have, politicians have.
Yeah.
They don't look at this deficit. It's so glaring, but yet it's not on anybody's mind because we're too busy, distracted by the political infighting to look at the reality of what the country really is all about. This Democratic and Republican infighting is just theater. It's nonsense. We're being manipulated so tremendously, Victoria. I mean, I think this is important to talk about, how we are manipulated. Look up any, by any stretch of the imagination, and people are trying to have fun making fun of Bush or making fun of this Nancy Pelosi. Where does that get us? It's like being in the frat house and having fun at somebody else's expense. But at this point, you're the victim, you're the person, and your children, and their children, and their children. At some point, you know, we talk about the Russians having these new weapons and how much it costs. They do the same thing. It's pretty much an international crisis now, because sooner or later, something has to give. Because you can't remember the picture. Maybe you don't remember this, but I remember the first thing that flagged my attention before, out of World War One, and before the crash of 1929, people would bring a wheelbarrow full of money to the store to buy a loaf of bread. That's how bad inflation was. And the value of the dollar. After the Depression, had to start all over again. And many people argue that the only way we got back on our feet was to spend ourselves into World War II. That spending, although we borrowed and we just printed money and the inflation was crazy, but after World War II, because there was so much business that had been created out of World War II, again, the military-industrial complex, and it paid down the debt. So the amount of money in taxes that was collected after World War II and into the 50s, it paid the debt down. So in Eisenhower's era and Kennedy's era, and until LBJ in 1968 or 67 or whenever it was, passed that huge FDR kind of social legislation, that's when we started going back into debt. But after World War II, when Truman sort of balanced the budget, and Eisenhower continued that, and so did Kennedy, but as soon as LBJ got into office and all those social programs were passed, bingo, back up we went. And it wasn't until Clinton was president that things went back down to normalcy. Because Reagan spent a lot of money, and people, because of his personality, liked it. And that was the arms race that caused that. Remember before the treaty with Gorbachev, we were spending like drunken sailors, building ships and planes and bombs, and good God, and that's where the money always goes. It always goes to war. Always. So, look at these numbers and maybe be sobered up for the first. I don't expect it's going to make any difference what I'm saying here. It just is sort of, people say to me when I get notes from folks, well, it's good to know. Whatever we do. Yeah.
Hey,
that was very interesting. It was good to know, but
yeah,
exactly. What are you going to do about it? It's time for us to celebrate people in the news, and we'll do that with a very interesting story about a very interesting character who's been very much present in our lives over the past 30-some-odd years. That story after these words.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iccars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%. Following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric and high-value cars. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. That's 800-365-7254.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Virtual reality is, in a word, hot. And given that it's the holiday season, you may be looking to gift VR to a loved one or to treat yourself. My pick is PlayStation VR. It delivers an incredibly immersive virtual reality experience that's super easy to set up and use. You simply plug it into the PlayStation 4 video game console, place a PlayStation camera just above your TV, and you're good to go. Plus, there's no shortage of awesome games. I'd pick up a bundle this season as you get the PSVR gear and two games in the box to get you going. For $2.99, there's the PlayStation VR Astrobot Rescue Mission and Moss Bundle. Or for $3.49, you can pick up the Creed Rise to Glory and Super Hot VR Bundle. Or the Action Heavy Borderlands 2 VR and Beat Saber Bundle. Lots of choice. Learn more at PlayStation.com/PSVR.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
People in the news, Eddie Murphy raised a lot of eyebrows with some over the Christmas holiday. First time he's ever had a picture with all of his children in the same room in the same picture. He's got 10 children. 10. The oldest is a son named Eric, who's 29. A daughter named Bria. Let's see here. He's 57. He's got a three-week-old son named Max Charles. So he's got children with Paulette McNeely, Tamara Hood, Mel B., and Nicole Mitchell Murphy. All of them are the mothers of these 10
plus
children.
Plus the new one, right? The new fiancé?
Yeah, right. His fiancé, her name is Paige Butcher. That's the story. 10 before the hour.
may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for Tech Talk. Victoria Keeman is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Tech Talk items include the list of top technical gifts that people were given during Christmas. This is quite a list here. You want to go through it?
Yeah, well, you know, at the end of the year, everybody kind of takes a look and assesses things. And so tech gifts were a really big trend in 2018. I also think in 2019 it'll probably continue. And so the number one thing that people bought in 2018, this isn't just Christmas, this is of the whole year, is the Instapot. Now, the Instant Pot is a part... I have one of these things, too. I haven't even really fully figured out how to use it. But it's part pressure cooker and part slow cooker. And these things have just been taking over the last couple of years. You see them all over every food blog. People just go nuts for them. The most popular model costs $99, so it's a pretty good deal for all the gadgets and different functions that it has. So that's the number one most popular tech gift or item bought in 2018. Number two, not surprising, the Amazon Echo Dot. This is the third generation. It costs $50. It's the smallest Echo device, and they went on sale for Black Friday this year, so that gave them a really big boost. Number three was kind of interesting, the Contigo travel mugs. This is one of the travel mugs that gets very high ratings when it gets tested for keeping drinks warm for hours, keeping drinks cold for hours. Comes in a bunch of different colors, and everything's under $20, so it's a really good deal. And a lot of people, as we've been talking in 2018, The banning straws is a big topic. So using reusable mugs and not using styrofoam cups from your favorite coffee place or whatever, that's been a big trend this year of having travel mugs. So number four was the Home Chef meal kit. And this is, you can give gift cards, so of the online food service and food prep. And that's about $8 per serving, so that's not a bad deal. Mm. And then number five on the list of the most popular tech items bought in 2018 is the Eufy RoboVac. Now, this is a $220 vacuum. We normally think of like a Roomba as the official small robot vacuum, but there are a lot of other better models out there now that are giving Roomba a real competition. And so that's the one that gets tested the highest rated by all the tech geeks. And so that one's $220. Number six on the list was the Haber Digital Meat Thermometer. A lot of people cooking meat, apparently, in 2018. Huh. Only cost $12, but hey, a lot of people love it. Number seven on the list is something that I probably should have gotten a lot of people at Christmas, the Whizgear Magnetic Phone Mount for the dashboard in your car. It only costs $8, but people love this thing. Do you have the Whizgear?
Yeah,
people just...
kids are going to put it up on the dash of the car.
Yeah, people love that, and that's such a great stocking stuffer, $8. Number eight on the list is another robot vacuum for $160. This one's from EcoVax, and it's available at Amazon, Target, Walmart. It's slightly less expensive than the other one. It also has voice commands from Amazon Alexa. And then number nine, everybody was into DNA testing in 2018. The Ancestry DNA testing kit and the 23andMe kit tied for number nine. Ancestry's is $59. 23andMe is $139. If you want to hook up with actual relatives, Ancestry is a better way to go. If you want more of an in-depth genetic info report, 23andMe is better.
Yeah.
So that's the one that gives you, you know, your health report and things like that.
Yeah.
And number 10 on the list was the Fire Stick from Amazon, the streaming device, and that costs $25.
All right. Good list. Let's check in with Nike promising new self-lacing shoes next year. This is, remember, Back to the Future?
Yeah, love it.
The Geek Out. 2 years ago, Nike released a pair of self-lacing shoes themed after Marty McFly in Back to the Future. But the first generation Hyperadapts, as they were called, were $720, had a very limited run, and you probably never saw a pair in person. But now Nike is promising changes for 2019. In a recent call, a Nike bigwig said, quote, "We'll launch a new adaptive performance platform in basketball." So it sounds like this next version will differ from the previous generation and improved in some areas that were missed. He also included they will be priced at $350, which is half the price of the original Hyperadapts, but still a premium price for a basketball shoe. We'll keep you posted on the new self-lacing Nikes as we learn more here on The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, here's some news from Snapchat, Victoria.
Yep, Snapchat has finally made lenses that are for your dog. So all the time that you know, those little filters that change you into a dog, well, now you can do the same and change your dog into other things. People have been clamoring for this for a long time. The lenses weren't able to actually pick up a dog's face. Now they have lenses just for the dogs. So you and your dog can now make really cute Snapchat videos and send them to all your friends.
Very sweet. All right. So as soon as I figure out how to do that, I'll post it with Daisy. 59 after the hour here on the DJB show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.